From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio.
EU officials met with President Trump at the White House yesterday. The outcome? An agreement to work together on a big, long list of trade issues. Both sides said they want to remove all tariffs, other barriers to trade, and some subsidies. And most importantly, no new tariffs for now. No further escalation of trade tensions. Joining us to discuss yesterday's meeting and trade policy more broadly is Senator Pat Toomey, Republican from Pennsylvania. Morning, Senator.
Good morning, Tracy.
So, Senator, you've been critical of President Trump's trade policy. Are you feeling any better after yesterday's talks?
Well, it'd be hard to feel worse after yesterday's talks. One of my several concerns about the administration's trade policy has been lack of clarity about the goal. What are we actually trying to accomplish with Canada and Mexico? Here, we had yesterday a very clear discussion about a goal: zero tariffs and an end to non-tariff barriers, at least with respect to non-automobile manufactured goods. That's a very big category, and it's a very big ambition. There is a mutual agreement that no additional tariffs will be imposed as long as these negotiations proceed. It's only less than 24 hours ago, and it's quite new, and it's going to be difficult to achieve this, but it certainly strikes me as a movement in the right direction.
There have been some efforts by Republicans in Congress, you included, to put the power to levy tariffs back with Congress to limit the president's ability in that area. Are you going to continue down that path?
I am. As a general matter, Congress has ceded way too much constitutional authority to the executive branch, really across the board, but probably nowhere more so than in the trade space. And this goes back decades. This is not a recent phenomenon. But it's gotten to the point where a president can, in complete compliance with the law, invoke national security and slap tariffs on our closest allies and friends and Congress's helpless bystander. That's ridiculous. And it's inconsistent with our constitutional responsibilities to set tariffs and to manage commercial relations with foreign nations. So, yes, it's my intention. I can't promise you exactly when or on what legislative vehicle, but this really should be a congressional responsibility, and I want to work to restore that.
You know, the president said all along that these tariffs are a tool to help rebalance trade in the U.S.'s favor. Is that working? Does that make sense?
Well, look, if we end up with a trade agreement where we have zero tariffs and zero non-tariff barriers between ourselves and a large trading partner where there are significant tariffs today, then I'm going to have to take my hat off and say that's a great outcome. So with the announcement from the European Union yesterday, that's what's encouraging about it, right? It's the right goal. But with the case of NAFTA, for instance, that's not the goal. And the specific policy changes that the administration is seeking would make the deal a worse deal, not a better deal. So I understand the idea of using leverage to enhance a negotiating position, but I can't support it if it's working towards the wrong goal.
All right. I think we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much, Senator.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Senator Pat Toomey, Republican from Pennsylvania.